Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, everybody across the country. If it's Friday, it's going to be that time again. It's Tarek Brock hosting the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast live from Tampa, Florida. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, running the boards here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. You can catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms where you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you're in foreign territory there in Tampa.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, man. Just out for a stroll today, so if you hear any background noise, it's just me enjoying St. Pete as we get ready to play a game tonight. Find me online. I uploaded some things from the last week in Pittsburgh online. So on social media, Facebook, TarekBrock. First and last name on Instagram and Twitter, TarekSR. And just check it out, see what I got. But how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and what a winning homestand. Taking 3 out of 4 with the Cubs after losing 2 out of 3 with the Giants. But, man, oh, man, 3 walk-offs already this month for the Pirates. And yesterday was something with Michael Chavis. You want to take us through that?
Oh, man, first thing, just heartbreaking because we lost a lead. And you never want to blow a lead that late in the game. But it just shows that our players just fight hard to come back. Michael Chavis came back and tied it with the home run, which was awesome. And then comes back and, we'll keep Ryan Hayes on second base, Ryan Reynolds on first, delivers a jam shot that's just over the reach of Rebus, the first baseman of the Cubs. Mike Ribello sends, keep Ryan Hayes around third, and he's flying in home for the head first slide into home for the winning run. I'm sure after that play, Keith Brian Hayes would be going feet first in the home moving forward. But nonetheless, it was just a sweet victory for us. But a lot of lessons for our young guys to learn is when you have a team on the ropes, do everything you can to deliver a knockout blow or just lean on them, until the game is over, but not allow guys to get back into the game.
Yeah, rightfully so. With those guys scoring 5 in the top of the 8, that's when Chavis came up and hit his 7th home run of the season to tie this thing. And, man, that wild 10th. And you're right, Cabrian Hayes coming in kind of like a running back taking out Contreras. I thought we were going to see a Steeler highlight there.
Man, yeah, it was good. That was just really good for Michael. Earlier in the game, Michael had some frustrations after he made out. We did the helmet and batting glove exchange. And just said a couple words for him. For him to come back and to get 2 key hits for us, it's just truly awesome. So I'm just happy for him and our team. But tonight, we can't allow that same thing to happen here in St. Pete against a good Rays team tonight. So we'll do everything we can to, familiarize our players with the dome, the turf, the backgrounds, and go out and be prepared to play a clean baseball game today.
Well, not only that, you got your horses lined up. You got Keller, who's been pitching great of late. Then you come back with Brubaker, who got his win the other day. And then you got Contreras. So you got them lined up to go against Tampa.
Yeah, it's good. When you think about it, everyone that you play at this level is good no matter what their record. They're all major leaguers. And our guys are going to have to go out and compete against guys that are hot, guys that are getting hot or guys that have been hot, and as well as for our pitchers. Our hitters, they have to go out and face some pitchers that are rolling, guys that are starting to roll, that have a good last outing, and go out and put together some professional at-bats. Take their hits, take their walks, pass the baton, and then run the heck out of the bases.
And, when you get to Tampa, the thing with these guys is they've been free-falling of late, but it's an American League East team, and you haven't seen the American League East in quite a while, but you're going to see them up close now. with Tampa on this road trip and then the hot Yankees coming into Pittsburgh for two games after the fourth. From what you've seen from this division, I guess it's notes and everything because they got four teams in this division that are over 500.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough division. You know, every fight, and I say this within the division, is going to be, you know, a heavyweight bout. But, you know, American League East team, I mean, I just watched the Yankees last night walk off, you know, the Astros, man. And, you know, this division, guys can lead a park at any time. You know, they just sit back and they hit their way to victory. So it's going to be really good for our young guys to defend the baseball at a high level, do everything that we can to give our pitchers a chance and give our offense a chance. And we're going to have to play fast. We're going to have to speed them up, do everything that we can, play pirate baseball, do everything we can to cause them to make mistakes and allow our youth on this side to be able to be one of the deciding factors to push us to victory.
You're at the Tropicana Field, and this place kind of reminds me of the Homer Dome where the Twins used to play years ago. This ball can get a lot of crazy hops and everything with that roof. You know, the ball can be in play and can be a long pop out. What have you seen with this place as far as your experience goes? Because it's quite different than ballparks across the country.
Yeah, and it's not a ballpark that I go to frequently. Last time I've been here was 2016. One thing you know for sure is, you know, familiarize our guys with the catwalk, you know, understanding that, you know, if it hits off of it, make sure you catch it, making sure, you know, our base runners understand the speed of the turf. Outfielders need to understand the hops that it takes on high fly balls, just making sure that we do everything we can to, one, keep the ball in front of us, and two, make sure that we know all that can be down, you know, the way that short and say it's entangled that they're going to come back in the fair territory. So just little things like that we just, you know, need to know and understand. And that's where pregame work or practice is the way for us to do.
Yeah, how's the ambiance there? I know you got the 1 year removed, the Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Bucks. You've got the Lightning still trying to rally against Colorado there. And then you guys are in town. The ambiance around there has got to be something.
Yeah, I mean, it was when we were here in spring training, but a lot has happened, you know, since then. Like you said, the Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, we're here. The Rays are always never out of the American League East or the wild card position. And, you know, so far on this weekend series, ambiance is really good. You know, out early at a local coffee shop in the city, it's starting to, you know, the buzz, and it's nice and cool. Whatever you would call cool. First time, you know, from Florida. And, you know, the breeze is just helping. So I'm going to soak this up as much as I can, walk around until it gets too hot. And then I'm ahead and get ready to head to the ballpark. But, you know, having a young team, you know, we bring the energy, we bring the excitement, and, you know, we set the scene for how things will go for us tonight.
Now, I would think when you get into these cities, you always want to try the top flavor as far as whether it's coffee, whether it's, you know, sandwiches or anything. Is there anything that you remember from the last time you were there that, hey, I got to hit this place again? They had great food here and et cetera.
Well, the one thing that I remember, and it hasn't, was just looking at the marina here right across the street from the hotel. So after I leave this coffee shop, I'm going to walk over there and, you know, check out the boats. Just feel the breeze and just get out. And then plus there's a couple little novelty shops and things like that. You know, go around, might pick something up for the family. If there is anything, I'm not as much as I can see for the amount of time that I have to work, because tomorrow and the next day are both day games, so not too much time. So I got to do everything today.
And then you get out of there, you go to Washington, and boy, that's a three-game series. You'll get the Nationals. We'll talk Monday from there, but that's another place where you can check in, you know, the Lincoln Monuments and stuff like that. And what a nice ballpark they have in Washington.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I know a lot of our young guys look forward to that. Last year we went there, you know, guys got on the little scooters and rode around the city to just explore it and just see things. So it's always a good time up there. So just also looking forward to catching up with some family members as well that lives in the D.C. area. So, you know, it'll be good. So not overlooking where we at tonight, but also looking forward to, you know, going over there and see in the nation's capital for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you get home, you get the 6-game homestand, 4 with the Brewers, and then you'll get the Yankees coming in with a day off on July 4th. And, boy, that international airport there in Pittsburgh, man, that thing is going to be something with those Yankee fans probably coming through there.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. Like you said, it's, you know, on the holiday weekend, get going on the 5th, first time I'll ever have 4th of July off in a very, very long time, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be, you know, we have fireworks in place. I know Bob Nutty, our owner, and the city will blow it out on 4th of July or the day after, so it should be really good. And then, like you said, you know, these next couple series are good measuring sticks for our young guys. We got some guys here that you know, have under, you know, 25, 30 at-bats. That's going to, you know, go up against some really good teams. So it's really good. It will show our players some things that they need to capitalize and work on. It'll show us things that, as coaches, that we can, you know, help and guide and lead our players through. So it's a really, really good time. You know, to be a Pittsburgh part, you know, player, coach, and fan.
And with the Yankees and Red Sox coming to town, I know the neighbors probably, you know, if they're not asking you for the other tickets as much, they're definitely asking you for the when the Yankees and Sox come to town. And you might have to draw the blinds on that one and put the do not disturb sign on the door.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. And any time you can, you know, get a buzz in the city, you know, which we have when having, you know, Blind Madrid's up. And then, of course, you know, O'Neill Cruz up. It has brought some excitement, you know, to the stadium. And we just hope that our young guys can continue to, along with Cal Mitchell and Jack Sawinski and Diego Castillo, and, you know, Contreras, who's pitching, you know, in a couple of days, can continue to settle in and get their footing here at the major league level and establish themselves as everyday major league consistent ball players.
Well, not only that, you're pulling away from the Cubs. You're 3.5 ahead of them, 6 ahead of the Reds. So you're keeping those teams below you. And now, as you look above you, you got the Brewers and Cardinals battling it out, but you know, you haven't played the Phillies yet. You haven't played the Mets yet. You got 3 more with the Braves, 3 more with the Giants. So you can control your own destiny here as you get into the dog days of the summer.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. And you know, as you've seen and we talk, you know, division games can go anyway. Like I had old friends say, you know, in a game where you think you're out, you're in. And when you think you're in, you're out. We just look forward to just seeing, you know, when we get back into division. We haven't in a while. We felt like we gave away some games. We weren't able to execute or close out games. And just looking forward to, you know, them seeing us how we are right now, which we weren't the same back then, as they are not the same. And just seeing where we measure up and trying to make up some ground here.
Definitely. And I'm looking for you guys to rule the Rays, the throwdown in Tampa. How can people get a hold of you as we talk Monday from our nation's capital?
Wow. On Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR. And on Facebook, first and last name, TARRIKBROCK. Man, wishing everyone, you know, a really good, fun, safe, exciting, or restful weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And, man, I can't wait, like I said, for Monday. That's Tarik Block enjoying a nice coffee before the 3-game series with the Pirates and Rays. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening. Catch this archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday from Washington, D.C., as the Pirates will take on the Nationals in the first of a 3-game series. Have a great weekend, guys.